Joining us now by phone, though, Larry Weber. Where in the world do we find you?
Well, you find me in northern Minnesota. I still haven't gone. We're going to be leaving today and heading to points south and west of here, some undisclosed locations. I couldn't even tell you where I'm going to be next Saturday, but I hope to be somewhere where we can speak. So how are you doing?
We're doing great. It's cloudy, but it's kind of warm. 27, 28 degrees.
Since we last spoke, we've had many, many things happen. We've had about the Weather Service recorded about 10 inches of snow. I don't think we had that much here at our place. But if you look at the Weather Service's statistics, that took the total amount of snow for March all the way up to 25.5 inches. Now, that is no record setting or anything like that, but it's a heck of a lot more than we've had in recent Marches. You got to go back to 07 to have a March about this snowiest, and then back to 02 to find one that was more snowy than this. And it put March of 2013 on the list of the top 10 Marches for all the records of Weather Service in Duluth. So that's one thing we'll remember. The other thing, of course, is the temperature. A year ago, we were basking in a record-setting March with no snow on the ground, and temperatures that have already reached into the 70s and 60s. It had started to cool off by this time last year, but still it had been quite warm. And then that's not enough. We also had the temperature of this year right now is less than 20 degrees. Now, that compares to a March of last year that was almost 40 degrees. So we'll see if it continues. I went back in the records, and you got to go back to 02 to find a March that was this cold. 02 sounds like with the snow and the cold, it was a very cold winter. It actually wasn't. February was warmer than March, and March was almost as cold as January. So that was a very weird year. This year, we're just getting slow moving into spring. I think it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I like the slow melts. I think it's better for the whole system to have a melt that goes slow. And it looks like from our forecast, that's what's going to happen. The warmest temperature we've had the entire month so far has been 38 degrees. Now, according to the forecast, that might get challenging the next week. You know, it's only a week from tomorrow is the last day of March. So we've got one more week to go through with this, and we're going to see how it turns out. I thought these last couple days have just been spectacular. We have a beautiful snowpack right now. And it warms up enough that it would melt a little bit and then gets cold to freeze, making for good walking on top of the snowpack. I've been able to get out and do some snowshoeing the last couple of days. I think it's just been wonderful. Also, if that's not enough, there is a migration going on. There are some eagles, probably more than anything else, that have been flying over. I've seen several, but the counters in Duluth have recorded hundreds of them flying over, as well as a few early hawks, the rough leg hawk and the red tail hawk. There is around here at our house, we're getting our red poles moving around a lot. They're still here, but there's a lot of movement compared to what there has been. And I have the red-bellied woodpecker come by every day. The barred owls whooping it up every night, several of them from different locations here. And then last night I had a visit at the bird feeder of a raccoon. That's the first raccoon I've seen since this season has begun. So there's definitely things going on. And if that's not enough, did you get a chance to get out and take a look at the comet?
I didn't. I tried a couple of nights and I missed it, so...
All right, well, keep on trying. It's okay. Worth it. It took me 5 tries until I finally saw it. Okay. But I did, and it's like a lot of things, once you establish what to look for, it's really spectacular. But I saw it at about 8:30 on the night, the other night. You've got to have a spot where you have a good west exposure.
Yeah.
Now, in Grand Marais, that may be a bit difficult, but mm-hmm. a good west exposure where you can see almost all the way down to the horizon. And so I went out to an open site around here and just started looking back and forth. Binoculars are almost a necessity.
Okay.
If you know what to look for, you can just barely see it without binoculars. But binoculars really show a beautiful apparition, a beautiful the tail along with it. It's definitely worth getting out and take a look at it. I saw it about 8:30 at night. It's good to go out after 40, 45 minutes, 50 minutes after sunset and do some looking. So okay. Good luck with that.
Okay.
The other thing of note that you've just got to hear is the first crocuses are up.
No.
Yes, they are. I have a little south exposure by the house where crocuses are planted, and it's always the first. And a couple days ago, during one of these mild days, we had a temperature of near 30 degrees, and I stuck a thermometer out there, and the temperature at that spot was 60 degrees. And then I started taking a closer look, and sure enough, I saw the shoots of a new crocus up. So, welcome to the new season.
Love it.
Have a beautiful weekend, and thank you for calling.
Thanks, Larry. Bye-bye. Larry Weber is a retired science teacher, twice named Science Teacher of the Year. Lives on a farm in Carlton County. We caught him there, but he's going to be traveling for the next few weeks, so we'll be talking to him on his cell phone and from points unknown. And he's always got lots of things to report as he does that. Anyway, he is a regular here on North Shore Weekend at 9:30, and hardly pays to start your Saturday without hearing Larry Weber first.